Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. This is TCNT Movie Talk. We got movies in theaters this week, DVD and Blu-ray releases this week, new out on streaming, movies out this week 20 years ago, movies out this week 10 years ago, and whatever else we decide to talk about, which is pretty much almost always Star Wars, especially with Solo coming up next week.
Yeah, but no John this week, so
I know,
you know, we might not. We'll have to do a surrogate Star Wars talk. Ooh, let's talk about Star Trek.
Ooh,
let's really screw things up.
I feel like we won't talk much about Solo this week. It'll be like pinching a hose because then next week it's going to be just a giant gush of Solo.
Yeah, we're going to have Solo all over us tomorrow.
Well, John, I assume we'll have seen it 9 times by the time we record this?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I'm sure he's got tickets to Thursday night. I have tickets to Thursday night for Solo.
Oh, I would be upset with John if he didn't have tickets for Thursday night.
I would be shocked.
Actually, I would worry that he was really sick. He wasn't feeling great today, but I would be worried he was, like, really, like, long term.
I think he'd have to be, like, in a hospital room in quarantine, unable to leave, like, with a doctor's telling him he has to
stay. Yeah, literally tied to a bed.
Literally, yeah.
Like a wolfman. You'd have to chain up the handcuff him to the rail.
Even then, I think he tried to get up. Fun fact, did you know that hospital beds have sensors so the nurses know if you get up out of bed when you're not supposed to?
Fun fact, no. I did not know that. That's not really fun. That's kind of creepy.
You
know, that's a creepy fact.
You say that about all of my fun facts. You say that all of my fun facts are not fun, so.
Well, you don't have the best idea of what constitutes a fun fact.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I got low standards for all things, including fun.
And bathrooms.
Movies in theaters this week. You got Deadpool 2, Book Club, and Show Dogs.
Is there anything less like Deadpool than a movie called Book Club?
Or Show Dogs?
Yeah, I suppose.
Show Dogs looks terrible.
Are they both of these movies tie-ins to Deadpool? Like, I feel like both of those movies
like,
is just Ryan Reynolds making fun of the fact that you're in a fake movie.
No, I don't think so. I feel like Deadpool 2, how long have they been promoting Deadpool 2?
The first teasers came out with Logan.
Yeah.
When Logan came out, that was the first teaser. For that. And I don't remember how long ago Logan was out, but it feels like it's been about a year.
I like how they've been doing the teasers for Deadpool, though. I mean, like, how they were doing teasers that weren't trailers or any footage from the movie. And
yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
I really like that.
The character lends himself to that because of the whole third wall breaking thing.
Right.
There was a really, really funny display. I saw it on, I think, Reddit, so I'm not sure what store it was. It looked like a Walmart kind of store, where it was like an end cap of DVDs. But they'd made Deadpool covers for all the DVDs.
That was Walmart.
Oh my
gosh. Walmart.
What?
So it's like every movie, it's the traditional, you know, the movie poster, but instead of whoever would be on the thing, it was Deadpool. So they had like X-Men First Class, Office Space, where you had Deadpool peeking out behind the guy who's wrapped in paper. That was really clever, really funny.
That is super clever.
Yeah. That's expensive, too. I mean, that's kind of
super expensive. I want to know the budget for their whole advertising campaign.
I don't know, but that was a fun little clever thing to do. Obviously, Deadpool 2 is the big release this weekend, going to dominate the box office. Don't know if it's going to knock Avengers off the number one. That's going to be interesting to see.
I bet it will.
Yeah, it will.
If I had to guess, I would say it will, but I'm
not
super confident.
Some of the people who would have maybe gone to Avengers will go to Deadpool.
True. And most people who went to Avengers will go to Deadpool. Right.
Yes, I would think.
And then the most people who might instead go see Avengers for a second time or a third time.
Or a tenth time.
Or a tenth time will end up seeing a Deadpool. So, yeah, you're probably right. It will knock it off. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little nervous.
For Deadpool?
Yeah.
Why?
I that self-referential form of comedy can get to be a little eye-rolling at times.
I thought the first Deadpool got eye-rolling at times.
A little bit.
Now, here's the thing. My thing about Deadpool is to say that there'd be like 3 jokes in a row. There'd be a great joke, there'd be a meh joke, and there'd be one that I was like, man, that's actively, like, aggressively unfunny. You know, kind of annoying. But then by the time I'd start to be like, oh, okay, start to get a little annoyed, then there'd be a great joke, and I'm right back in. So I just kind of say, I'll take it for the good jokes. I'll try to leave the bad ones.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be, you know, a good MCU, you know, type movie. I hope the comedy is where I expect it to be.
Yeah. I'm more in for those with the comedy than the superhero stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of go for Avengers for, like, some comedy with my superhero, and this I go to go a little superhero with my comedy.
Yeah, I'm generally I'm pleasantly surprised at the level of comedy in your typical MCU movie, especially lately.
Yeah.
You know, I that's like a little added bonus to what I'm already going there to see. But this, you go into, and I guess it's just that that's the element that makes me a little nervous, is I'm going into this expecting comedy. So,
yeah, and
it better deliver.
Yeah. And I think that part of the reason that Deadpool, like the first one, was popular is because it wasn't something that anybody expected.
Yeah, there'd never been a movie like that before.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be really stupid.
Yeah. I loved the opening sequence.
Oh, the opening sequence. Maybe the best part of the movie.
Yeah, the opening credits, and when they just describing everybody.
Yeah, written by the real heroes or whatever.
Right.
A lot of great jokes in that. Good opening sequence in general.
What's Show Dogs is talking animals.
Sorry, I have the hiccups.
It's a talking animal movie.
Yes.
Don't
so
care. Don't
I
need.
Think
don't ever need to see another one of those again.
It's no.
Like, yeah, it's one of those movies that I loved when I was like 10 years old.
Right.
But
when it was called Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Right.
Or Pets, or The Secret Life of Pets. Or
yeah.
But they're such a hit with kids. Like, kids love these movies.
Well, here's the thing. The kids have never seen them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like we were like, yeah, I've seen this a million times. The kids inherently, they haven't been around the block yet, so it's all new to them.
Well, it's one thing if it's an animated movie, right? If it's an animated movie, Secret Life of Pets, right?
That's
an animated.
Is this one of those, like,
the
like
mouths
those,
move
yeah.
on real dogs?
Like, when somebody figured out how to do
talking.
That for in commercials, and then remember there was like 2 years where every commercial was a talking animal?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No.
I do have a synopsis of Show Dogs.
Oh, please deliver.
After a failed attempt to recover a stolen baby panda, police dog Max reluctantly teams up with a human FBI agent named Frank. A hot tip leads Max and Frank to Las Vegas for the world's most exclusive dog show to find... Sorry, gosh, I have the hiccups, and I'm trying to struggle through this. To find the panda, Max goes undercover as a contestant to get the lowdown from his fellow canines. With help from their new friends, the crime-fighting duo must now foil another kidnapping plot and rescue other valuable animals from a gang of greedy smugglers. Now I need to go hiccup.
I am far more entertained by your hiccups than I am anything remotely related to this movie.
People just think their stereo wires goofy.
Because I know it just cuts off.
Everybody's playing with their phone right now.
The poor iHeartRadio app guy is going to get a lot of emails. It's cutting out on me at random times.
But there seems to be a rhythm to it.
Drew knows this about me. My hiccups, when I get the hiccups...
Oh, they're violent.
They completely derail me
because
they, like, my whole body just... convulses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't help that you have, like, the frame of a, you know... I don't know. You got like, a Nick Zerwas frame going. You need a little more meat on your bones. Your hiccups are far too powerful.
Yeah.
They get more and more powerful as time goes on, too.
Yeah.
At first, they were just, like, silent.
Oh, they make her cry sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, oh! Hurts so bad.
I mean, what if they never stop and this is just how you live now?
It's honestly...
That's my favorite thing to put in people's minds. Once you say that, like, you're forgetting about that.
It's honestly...
How are you going to get rid of them?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going
to
do?
There's no way. I just assume... Once I get the hiccups, I just assume it's my my reality.
Yeah.
Life now.
Oh, it's so
give
painful.
Us more synopses.
I can give you the synopsis for book club if you'd like.
I would like that very
much.
That
might sound like the most boring thing in the world. Let's see what happens.
Diane is recently widowed after 40 years of marriage.
Oh,
Vivian,
God.
Who's played by Jane Fonda, enjoys her men with no strings attached. Sharon is still working out through her decades-old divorce. And Carol's marriage is in a slump after 35 years.
No, all sounds horrible.
The lives of these four lifelong friends are turned upside down after reading the infamous 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God!
Yes. Oh. So it's about a bunch of women with bad taste?
And it catapults them into a series of outrageous life choices.
Yeah, I want to watch a horny old woman movie.
Oh, so they based a movie...
This is because the crowd that got sex into that love Sex in the City are now older.
Yeah,
this is
for
them.
They're about the age of these of like
this is for them.
Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Maren Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen.
I love her.
I mean,
she's
great.
She's fantastic.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Diane Keaton's great too.
Diane Keaton's great.
But this the idea that 50 Shades of Grey is a part of this is unbelievable.
It's kind of gross.
Like, that cultural moment faded fast. Like, that cultural moment didn't last long enough for those movies to finish coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cared about that last 50 Shades movie. Like, you didn't even hear much about that.
No.
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 No. Well.
Yeah, I'm I'm gonna actively avoid watching that one.
Yeah,
It's not even one of those things like, oh, maybe if it comes on cable at some point or if it shows up on a streaming service. No, I am going to actively go out of my way to not see that movie.
For some reason, I feel like John would love that movie.
there's a 0% chance that there's not a montage of them like reading it and feeling naughty, and them like, I don't know, like looking at a bathtub spigot or whatever. There's got to be some sort of dryer spin cycle joke or something. I guarantee you.
So many just images in my head that I do not want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DVD and Blu-ray release.
Yeah, let's quickly move on.
This week. You got Game Night and Red Sparrow.
Game Night?
I really want to watch that, actually. I'm going to DVD
it. I really liked Game Night.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Really, really enjoyed that. It lived up to the comedy expectations. It had the good amount of comedy. The jokes were good. The jokes were solid. There's a running bit through the movie that I will not spoil for you, but when it pays off, it's fantastic. And the action aspect of it, just the story of it was different, unique. It's a story you haven't really seen before. It was good. I really, really liked that movie.
And also
rewatching it
looked like a total watch it at home movie to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I did see it in the theater, but yes. Yeah.
Not that I was opposed to seeing it in the theater, but I didn't feel that I really got to rush out. Like, I saw Avengers for a second time in the theater just because I don't have a huge TV, and I'm thinking, I probably only need to see it twice, and I need to see it big, because
it's
not going to be the same on my little TV.
Absolutely.
Did both of you guys see Red Sparrow?
Yep. I did.
What did you guys think of Red Sparrow?
I liked it. Fine.
I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was nearly as bad as some of the detractors.
No, the criticisms I thought were a little over the top. It was fine for that genre of movie, sort of your international spy thriller. It was everything I expected it to be. I never really lost my interest. I stuck with it. It's not a classic, not a great movie, not going to win awards. Certainly not, even in the Jennifer Lawrence scale of performances, probably not in her best performance, but certainly not her worst. No, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I thought it was a good movie. I would rewatch it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Movies out this week 20 years ago. Sorry, my hiccups are really throwing me off.
Have you seen either of those movies, Sam?
I have not.
Would you give us a synopsis?
You don't want me? Okay. Yeah,
No, I'm kidding.
I should try. I'll give you a synopsis of the next three movies.
All right.
What is it?
Where are we at? We're at the 20 years ago?
Yeah, so normally we would have covered new out on streaming this week. There's nothing significant new out on like Netflix or anything like that.
Oh, is it Fahrenheit this week?
Fahrenheit 451 is an HBO movie, so it's not technically a streaming movie, but it is. I believe it is out on HBO, and this is a... obviously, the
Ray Bradbury
book, a classic, fantastic, wonderful book.
Amazing book.
Incredible book. This is, what, the 17th attempt to turn this into a movie?
Terrible movie with
really?
Werner Herzog.
When did the movie come out? Book come out?
Late 70s. Werner Herzog and Julie Christie, I believe, were in that. It's
the
awful.
Book's from the 50s?
Yeah,
1953.
I think Francois Truffaut directed the original movie version of it. It's terrible.
So now you've got HBO creating a movie where it's sort of set in a dystopian future, starring Michael B. Jordan, who's awesome.
He's great.
He's amazing. And Michael Shannon as well. It's like it's got everything, all of the pieces that you would think, that'll be a good movie. It's got good actors. It's based on an amazing book. But for some reason, this book will – I don't think this book will ever translate into a good – and I haven't seen this yet. It doesn't look particularly good. I don't think this book will ever translate into a good movie.
Well, first, it's not long enough. It's only
158 pages.
Didn't stop Peter Jackson with The Hobbit.
But it just – there's about 50 minutes worth of story, I would say, in Fahrenheit 451. Again, it's an amazing book, but it just doesn't – there's not that much going on. It's also in the digital era – the idea of physical books and like it works as a metaphor, but as an actual practical, oh no, they're going to burn all the books. Like it just doesn't really hold up as a legitimate practical thing. And this is another movie. This is my thought. I withheld until the pod. This is one of those movies that you can't trust any reviews on though, because it's either going to the politicization. Anything that's like a political type movie, it's. The agendas are all at play in the reviews, and so it's like hard to tell if the actual movie is actually good.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
People either feel the need to say they love it, or people feel the need to say they disliked it for whatever they're...
For political reasons.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, it's a very political story.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a political story that, like, both sides can attach themselves to.
Absolutely.
And say that's the other side that's doing that. It's mm-hmm. the, you know, the right can point to examples on the left, and the left can point to examples on the right, so they yep. can both find some nuggets and kernels of truth in this. But I think every time they're going to try to turn this into a movie, there's going to be a viewpoint there that is, I think, inherently going to turn off half the audience from whichever viewpoint the makers of the film came at it from. Immediately, you're going to have half the audience kind of give the movie the middle finger and say, well, that's biased and agenda and blah, blah, blah. But I think you're right. There's just it's a thought-provoking book.
Yeah.
And it's a book that plays out really well in your head.
Yeah.
And trying to convert what happens in my head, probably very different than what happens in Brian Miller's head or Sam's head, you know, when they read the book, trying to convert that onto the screen, just never going to work.
No. And you could read it in probably about the same amount of time you would watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's a pretty slight 150 pages. Yeah. You could probably read that in 3 hours, and the movie takes two, so just
right.
read the book.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, by the way, the irony of watching a movie based on a book that's about the importance of remembering to read books is pretty rich.
Right.
Like, you really should never watch this movie. Yeah. You should read the book. That's the point of the book.
They should make a movie where they're burning DVDs.
Can you? Would that work? Do you think? I don't know. Would DVDs burn very well?
At what temperature? Fahrenheit 912 or something like that. At what temperature do DVDs burn?
Sam, you're the resident expert on burning things, so
I'll give it a try.
All right,
yeah,
you have to try that at your next bonfire.
I will try.
Swing by John's house and pick up all the DVDs he doesn't watch anymore.
Ooh, I don't think he. You know, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would ever give up a DVD, no matter even if he hasn't watched it.
No, I think it would take a lot to drive John to violence. But sullying his DVD Blu-ray collection might be the trigger.
Yeah. I could definitely see it. For sure. Movies out this week 20 years ago, you got Bullworth,
Ugh.
The Horse
really?
Whisperer, and Quest for Camelot.
I remember enjoying Bullworth.
It's not good.
But
it's
so overrated. I don't remember anything really about it.
Go back and rewatch it if you want to remember whatever. It's terrible. It's terrible. The first, like, 30 minutes, the idea of this politician who has, like, an illness or something until he, like, doesn't care anymore,
mm-hmm.
whatever. It's like, oh, okay. And then, like, Warren Beatty rapping. There's a lot of Warren Beatty rapping about his policy to people, and it is terrible.
Okay.
And the political message and the metaphor, it gets all muddied by the last hour. It is a god-awful movie, wildly overrated. It was just people sucking up to Warren Beatty.
So when I, like, Google search Bullworth, the first headline that comes up is from Omaha World Herald, and it says, 20 years ago, the movie Bullworth foresaw both the rise of Trump and the Democratic Party's progressive wave. So I automatically just am not interested in seeing this movie.
It doesn't foresee anything. It's terrible. It's awful.
It foresees nothing.
No. Horse Whisperer, a pretty tremendously boring movie. However, first time I ever saw Scarlett Johansson in anything. She was 12.
Yeah.
She's really young in that. She's really good.
Okay.
It's been a long...
Never saw The Horse Whisperer.
It's not the worst.
I've seen it, but
it's boring.
I would expect you to have seen it.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it. Like, I was probably the age of Scarlett Johansson when she was in that movie when I saw it, which is probably really young. And she's 33 right now, so she would have been, like, 13.
Yeah, she's very young.
Oh, wow.
But I remember being really impressed by her. My girlfriend at the time agreed that she would go to see Lethal Weapon 4 with me if I would see The Horse Whisperer with her. And we were both unhappy.
I kind of want to see it now. Because it's been a long time. Obviously, I remember the general storyline. But it's definitely something.
This also started the whole Whisperer thing. Where now there's that stupid show, The Dog Whisperer. Or, you know, there's this whole notion of the Whisperer. Where it's like, no, you're good with animals because you know how they work.
Right.
No one's whispering to anybody. Stupid.
And then there's also Quest for Camelot, which I remember watching and being a big fan of, but it's just a cartoon about Camelot.
Oh, yeah, the cartoon, right.
Yeah, got dragons or something, I don't know. Movies out this week 10 years ago, The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
Oof.
That's it.
I didn't see that one. I didn't care for The first Chronicles of Narnia remake, I did not think it was that good.
It was terrible.
Yeah, so I never bothered to see. Did they make more than
that Caspian,
one?
I think, was the second one, the last
and
one.
They were going to do the whole thing.
Yeah, that was
going
to keep
going.
That was all cash grab, man.
Yeah.
And somebody saw Lord of the Rings and they're like, find me another books that's seven long that we can make a bunch of.
It made bank, though. I mean, it made like $420 million.
The Caspian one did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't make a third one, so apparently it wasn't that great against whatever the budget it was.
Yeah.
Well, the budget was $225 million, so it pretty much doubled its.
Why they didn't?
I don't know
well,
why
but
didn't
yeah, but here's with budget stuff like that, though, that doesn't count advertising.
Oh,
and then
okay.
They don't get, like, if a movie makes $400 million, the studio doesn't get $400 million.
Yeah.
Theater's taking a cut of that. You know, there's little cuts coming out of that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So that's they probably saw the diminishing return from one to two and did the math and thought, yeah. Maybe we shouldn't make the next nine terrible things. The only
Plus,
thing worse
it wasn't
was,
very well received.
No, the only thing worse than this was their attempt, the His Dark Materials, the Philip Pullman. They tried to do the famous kind of atheist-y. It's like, they're like atheist Chronicles.
Oh, Golden Compass. Right.
Golden Compass.
Golden Compass.
God, that was awful.
Yeah, that looked really bad.
It was
the Golden
was
Compass
so bad.
Was really bad?
It was terrible.
Never saw it, so.
When did
terrible.
The Golden Compass come out? I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Right around the same time as Narnia, I mean, it was all, you know, Lord of the Rings came out and everybody was looking to cash in.
Yeah, everybody was looking for another franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm reminded of the Percy Jackson.
Yes.
Percy Jackson series.
Harry Potter knockoff.
Harry Potter knockoff, but a good, like, book-wise, a decent series of books. They were not bad books.
Yeah, I thought they were really good books. I was really into the Percy Jackson series.
Yeah, my son was really into them.
Rick Riordan, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
During the 2 weeks that I worked at the bookstore before I found out that I can't be a real person anymore, I sold a lot of those when I worked at the children's section. God, I'm a terrible... Oh, no, I worked... Yeah. I literally, that happened in the last 2 months, and I didn't even bring it up on the show because it was so brief.
You need to explain your...
I worked in a very nice bookstore with some very nice people, and I was there for 2 hours.
Why did you work at a bookstore?
My wife makes a lot of money, and I felt like I needed to bring a little more in.
Yeah, you decided to work in a bookstore.
Yeah, well, just, you know, afternoon.
He wanted to see if he could be like a normal person and have just a normal job.
And as my good buddy Ian Rands told me, he said, you've been feral too long. You just can't come back in the house now. It's true.
Trying to stick to a schedule.
I was literally there for 2 hours, and I knew I was like, I'm going to quit.
And you told them, like, do you want to play this out, or can I just go now?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah,
they were
like,
no, we're going to play this out.
Yeah, they made me put in my 2 weeks' notice. So I worked 3 days. I was supposed to do 6 training shifts. I did 3 training shifts. I quit at the end of my 3rd training shift, and they made me come back for 2 weeks. So I actually worked more than twice as many shifts after my 2 weeks notice than I did but actually working the thing.
Why did they make you come back? Like, if I were running a bookstore and you came, I'd be like, okay, fine, this clearly isn't a good fit. See ya. But they made you come back and work shifts.
Yeah. Well,
why would they do that?
And they trained you in after knowing that you were going to quit?
Yeah, they kept training me.
They kept paying him.
I hope they didn't think I was sober when I showed up, because it wasn't.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Funny story. My goodness.
God, I can't even believe that was this year.
You should do this like 3 times a year.
Yeah.
You should go just get a job and try to quit your 3rd shift and see what happens. Like be a barista next.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I'll try Starbucks. Maybe I could be a bartender for 2 days. It almost like a reality show where you do a job for a day, but there's just no cameras. Just do it for a bit.
For you.
Just for me.
But I'm sure you probably got a really good bit out of it. So
a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some material out of it.
I did it for a while. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be... I didn't work there long enough for the bit to stick. That's how short it was.
That's so funny. Oh. I wonder what was going through their head. Of like, no, we're gonna make this guy work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kept showing up. I felt guilty enough.
That's fantastic.
That's like the short... Yeah, definitely the shortest... running. I don't
did
know.
We get through all the movies? We were out of time.
I think we actually did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We didn't really actually talk that much about the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
Yeah, because it was terrible.
It's terrible.
What else? What else are we supposed to say?
Go see Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been listening to TCNT Movie Talk right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. We do this every single week. Tune in again next week. I'll be there for you.